Last week we had a number of shiurim on the Sheva Brachot, which are said under the Chuppah, but of course the Sheva Brachot aren't said only under the Chuppah, they're also said during the week of Sheva Brachot, during the week following marriage, and they're said after Birkat HaMazon. In actual fact, from Masechet Sofrim, it's not so clear that they're said only after Birkat HaMazon. From Masechet Sofrim, it seems that at one time they were simply said in the morning and in the evening of every day, but subsequently it became established that they should only be said in the context of a proper meal and Birkat HaMazon. But there are quite a number of details that are worth examining as far as the Sheva Brachot at the meal are concerned. And the first question is, in what circumstances are they said for the duration of a full 7 days? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Samach Bet tells us that if it's a first wedding or relationship for either party, either the Chatan or the Kala, then even if the other party has been previously married, nevertheless we say Sheva Brachot for a full 7 days. However, if it's a second marriage for both parties, then you only say Sheva Brachot at the first meal, which takes place on the first day. And then subsequent to that, for the next 2 days, i.e. for the duration of the first 3 days, one says the bracha v'asher bara, if there are suitable people, if there's enough people there, and we'll discuss how many people are required in due course, but you wouldn't say a full sheva brachot, but you'd say benching, and then after benching you'd say the long bracha v'asher bara, sasot simcha, followed by borei pri hagafen. There are some opinions that suggest that the 7 days for sheva brachot should be measured ma'eitz la'eitz. That means exactly from the time of the chuppah till that same time 7 days later. So if the wedding takes place at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, then the following Sunday at lunchtime they could have sheva brachot. But in practice, that's not the way that we pasken, and we say that we look at halachic days. So if couple get married on Sunday afternoon, late on Sunday afternoon, half an hour before Shkia, Sunday is counted as the first day of Sheva Brachot, and the following Shabbat will be regarded as the seventh day. There is a very important machloket in the Achronim about what's the definition of, I said, you know, at the outset, if it's the first wedding for either of the parties, then you keep 7 days. What do we mean by a first wedding? There's a tshuva in the Not Abihuda, Madura Tinyana, Simon Pei Bet, which is actually written, this tshuva is written by the son of the Not Abihuda, where he says very clearly that if either of the couple has not only been married before, but even if they've only had a sexual relationship previously, then if both of them had a sexual relationship previously, then you wouldn't say Sheva Brachot for a whole week. The Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch, where it talks about an almana or an alman, which indicates somebody who's a widow or a widower, he says is lavdak. It's not specifically talking about a person who was married previously, but it's even talking about a person who's had a relationship before, and then son of the Not Abihuda is talking about a case, addressing a case where it's a couple who were intimate with each other prior to the wedding. Now they want to know, do they have Sheva Brachot for the full week afterwards? And he says that Sheva Brachot were instituted for the simcha of bia, for the simcha of being introduced to the new experience of sexual intimacy. And if that's not a new experience for them, then you don't have Sheva Brachot. However, the Chatam Sofer disagrees, and the Chatam Sofer says that, in actual fact, the week of Sheva Brachot was instituted for the simcha of nisui, for the happiness, the rejoicing of getting married. And if a couple, even though they might both be sexually experienced, they haven't previously been married, so this is a new form of simcha for them, and therefore they would say Sheva Brachot for the entire week. Makes the observation at the beginning of the tshuva that who would want to go to such a Sheva Brachot simcha for people like that who've been intimate with each other previously. But if they can find like-minded people who want to join them, then there would be a chiyuv of Sheva Brachot. Another question which comes up is, to what degree is there a chiyuv to have this suva of Sheva Brachot? Many people, you know, ask me, they're getting married. They ask me, you know, do we have to have every day? Does it matter if we miss one day, etc.? Can we have two on the next day? So it's clear from the poskim that recitation of the Sheva Brachot is what we'd call a mitzvah kiyumit rather than a mitzvah chiyuvit, meaning that if certain conditions are fulfilled, then you say the Sheva Brachot. You don't have to have these conditions. If you've got, we'll talk about panim chadashot in due course, but if you've got people who haven't previously been there and you've got a minion, so then you say Sheva Brachot. But if you haven't got that, then you don't have the Sheva Brachot. The mitzvah is a mitzvah of simcha, and the chatan has to make his new wife happy, but there's no chiyuv that they should participate in big meals with lots of friends for the course of the week. Maril says where he was that it was only the minhag to say Sheva Brachot on Shabbat. That's when you had suda with other people there. The Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchot Sukkah also says nowadays we don't worry about saying Sheva Brachot for the whole week. Now, if it so happens that you know, you're with other people and they're panim chadashot, etc., then you'll say Sheva Brachot. But you don't need to go out of your way to do that. From this, it would seem, you know, if the Chatan and Kala decide they want to go to Thorpe Park or something for Simcha for the day, and they're going to come back late, and it doesn't suit them to have Sheva Brachot that night, then there's no fear whatsoever for them to have the Sheva Brachot. They have to take time off work, and they have to give attention to each other, and they have to be relaxed and happy. But they don't have to have, there's no chiyuv of getting all your friends together and having a themed Sheva Brachot so that these brachot can be said. Obviously, if the brachot are said, then it should bring bracha to the chatan and kala, and a mitzvah has been fulfilled. Ad kan.